Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Kuvav, mitzvah 506, and we get into a mitzvah relating to the Kohanim and the Levim, the Chulu. We just spoke about the Levim, two halachas of Shevet Levi, not taking Nachla, not taking Biza. Now we get into a mitzvah that's on the Yisraelim to give to the Kohanim, the mitzvah of Zeroa, L'chayayim, and Keva. We know there are many of the Matnas Kahuna, some of them are Truma, which we'll get to, and some of them related to Karbanos, but there is a mitzvah related to every behema, behemas chulin. Not everyone, but as long as it's shor, seh, va'ez, ox, sheep, or goat, if I have any of those animals, then I have to give part of it to the Kohen. This is all based on Mishnayos in Maseches Chulin in Perek HaZeroa. Perek HaZeroa is Perek all about the Zeroa, the L'chayayim, and the Keva, says the Torah. Right here in Parag Yud Ches, Pasuk Gimel. V'zeh yihyeh mishpat ha-kohanim me'es Hashem, me'es ha'am. This will be the mishpat of the Kohanim from the Am. Chazal Darshan, from the Am, v'lo me'es ha-kohanim. Kohanim do not have to separate Zeroa L'chayim and Keva themselves. So this will be the law. Me'es zovchei ha-zevach, from those who are sacrificing animals, im shor, im seh, whether it's an ox or a sheep. A seh also includes a goat. V'nasan la-kohen ha-zeroa, the forearm, ha-lechayayim, the cheek, v'hakeva, and one of the stomachs. Those are the three parts of the animal that has to be given. We'll get to what the symbolism is soon, but this is a mitzvah which, as we will see, applies halacha l'maisa. If somebody has an animal, bizman hazeh. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, shenitztavu Yisrael, laseis hazeroa v'lachayim v'keva mikol behema tahora shenizbach l'kohen. Just an animal, nothing to do with karbanos. Karbanos actually are pturos from the Zeroa L'chayim L'keva. If I have a karban, I have to give other parts of the animal. From every shlamim, I have to give the chazeh and the shok. For every chatas, it all goes to the kohen. For every mincha, it all goes to the kohen. Right? It's kashe kachim. But for every chulin animal, Zeroa L'chayim and keva. V'yalzeh ne'emar, v'zeh yemishpat ha-kohanim e'isa'am, me'eitzov chay ha-zevach, imshar imseh, v'natan la-kohen, ha-zeroa v'l'chayim v'keva. It says, even if I'm shechting an animal, the Minchas Chinuch points out, not to eat. Let's say I'm shechting an animal to give to my dog or for refuah purposes, right? It always, there's still a mitzvah as long as it was shechted properly. Right, dafka says the Minchas Chinuch, but nimseis ksheira. Avad nimseis treifa patra. Treifa is not. This is a matnas kahuna, flows from shchita. But if the animal wasn't shechted, then I don't have to give it. Kfar amru zecharim levracha continues the Chinuch, and Rashi quotes his Gemara on the pasuk as well. Chazal tell us, what is the symbolism of these three parts of the animal? Betam mitzvazu ki bischus Pinchas avihem the Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron haKohen. Right, Pinchas the Zayda, the grandfather of all Kohanim, right, grandson of Aaron, but he did something that was then Mizakeh, all the Kohanim. Shekini lelokav aldvar kuzbi, what he did at the end of Parshas Balak, umasar nafsho laharog nasi shevet miYisrael, and he was moser nefesh to go out on a limb, to risk everything, to kill someone who was committing a chil Hashem in public, al kedushas Hashem, zachu banava Kohanim, laolam b'matan azu me'esakel. His children are forever zoche in these three parts of the animal. Hazaroa keneged, vayikach romach, right, vayikach romach, he took a spear, halachayayim, that's the zroa, he grabbed the spear with his arm, halachayayim, bischushen ispalel asarancha Yisrael, because he davened for Klal Yisrael, like with the cheek, kamoshe kasuv, vayamur pinchas vayipalel, a pasuk in Tehillim, and vahakeva keneged vayishal kubasaz, exactly where he hit, he speared them, and they the ones who were violating, they were the ones he was able to stop the crime through that spearing. He who sanctifies Shem Shemayim Begalui in public, Zochelo Ula Darosa Olam Hazeh Milvad Zchusa Shechemes L'Nafshu Olam Haba. Besides Olam Hazeh, what he gets, but Olam Haba, besides Olam Haba, what he gets, even Olam Hazeh. And this is what Pinchas was mezakeh to his children. If you look at the Ben Yoyada on that Gemara, Chulin Kuf Lamed Aleph, where this Gemara comes up, it's a little different. He points out Pinchas is getting it, and all the rest of the Kohanim getting it. Pinchas got it because Magialo, because he David, because he stood up and was Mekadei Shem Shemayim. All the other Kohanim get it because of him. Af Agav, the Chal Kohen, Yeshlo Matanos Elu, the Kfar Aviv Zakeno, shenimshachu zachu gamke b'manos elu kodem ma'aseh benchas zechiyaso hayelo yitaron al kulam shehem zachu l'manas kuhuna b'tztaka me'es Hashem achu zacha bohem ayde ma'isa v'mesiris nafsho. Everybody else gets it as a tztaka, but he gets it through his mesiris nefesh. V'lochein avagav degabi kohanim tzan v'nosan v'lo sheyita me'atzmo Pinchas bidinu shita ba'atzmo. Pinchas could have taken himself because he earned it. That is all number one message of Zeroa l'chayayim and the Keva. Rav Sorotzkin here, he has a couple of pieces on this mitzvah. Sorotzkin here has another idea related to the Zeroa l'chayayim and the Keva. Why those three? Says Rav Sorotzkin, Lamas lav yishla seisla zetam acher. Avo apishak asavre betfilas Yaakov. Yaakov tells us when he davens to Hashem, he davens for v'nasan li lechem lechol uvegen lilbosh. Asks Rav Sorotzkin, asking for bread. What do you have to say lechol for? What else would you do with bread? V'nasan li lechem ubeged. Don't you use bread for eating? Don't you use clothing for wearing? What do you have to emphasize? Lechol and lilbosh. So, says Rav Sorotzkin, look what I wrote there earlier, but he repeats it here, that sometimes food per se doesn't satiate. Clothing per se doesn't satiate. Somebody could eat, and let's say a person's stomach doesn't work properly, and they get sick, and they're not digesting properly, and their taste buds aren't working properly. Right? It could be that, and they're going to throw it up, and they're sick. So it's not food per se. It has to be food with the right body to take the food's nourishment. And clothing. If somebody has a fever, if somebody is sick, so you can have all the clothing in the world. It's not going to help. They have that internal chill. And therefore, says Rav Sorotzkin, it all has to work together. And that he should be able to eat it properly. And a proper eating. Lechem lecho. What do you have to do to have proper lechem lecho? Right? If you have wonderful food and a wonderful body, but if you don't have any way to put it into your mouth, or any way to get it into your body, it's also not going to help. Right? Like the mashal that is given by the Bali Musar, that they say somebody went to Shemayim, and he saw in Shemayim in Gan Eden, everybody sitting there, delicious meals, they're eating, it's wonderful, amazing, and it's everybody's enjoying it. And he goes to Gehenim, and he sees the same thing. Same thing in that there's delicious food on the table, and condiments, and everything. But everybody was starving. Everybody was looked like bony. And he, all of a sudden he notices that everybody has very, very long hands, long arms, and no elbows. No elbows! This is the mashal given. So why in Shemayim do they look greater and in Gehenim not? Because in Shemayim they learned to feed each other. While in Gehenim they didn't, and they have these long arms, no elbows, and they can't put the food into their mouth. It says in Sorotzkin, you can have all the food in the world. If you don't have the weight to get it into your mouth, so then it's not going to work. So he says, that's what we daven for. We need the mouth, but first we need the hand, and then the mouth, and then the stomach to digest it. Those are the three, Zeroa, L'chayayim, and the Keva. Those are the three parts of the animal that we give the Kohen. It's already saw la seis mi zivcham la kohen es zeroa chai v'kevo b'schuzeh yilhe b'malachol es hadagon. That's the symbol that you're giving the Kohanim. This matnas kahuna, the arm and the cheek, and the keva. Number two. Number three, a third, is going back in time, and that's one of the Rishon and the Ramban. The Ramban already talks about this mitzvah. Let's start with the beginning of the Ramban, because he talks about an important point. He says, Zu mitzvah mechudeshes lo nizkara b'Torah. This mitzvah was not mentioned in the Torah previously, as we quote in the Ramban recently in his Hakdama to Dvarim, that it might have been given earlier, but it was not mentioned in the Torah. Why? But here he says, because it wasn't Shaykh earlier. Ki b'midbar, in the desert, the only animals that they ate were karbanos. This mitzvah wasn't lamaisa. Ki b'midbar, shelo hayu zovchim shar vaseh, rak shlamim, lo hizkira lahem. Moshe didn't mention it. He was told it at Har Sinai, but he didn't mention it to them. Sheina no heges b'mukdashim. Doesn't apply to karbanos. V'ata kishebo likanitz la'eretz chadasha lahem. But now, right now they're about to go in. Or this whole speech of Sefer Dvarim is in the 40th year. They're about to go in, and now they're going to eat their own karbanos. That's the lashon, says the Ramban in the pasuk. V'zeh yemishpat ha'kohanim me'eis ha'am me'eis zovchei ha'zevach. Those who shech their own animals. Zovchei ha'zevach. That's the emphasis. Klomar, kasha yizbichu azevach shiitarti lachem, as the pasuk said earlier, v'zavachtam yibgarchom yisoncha kasher tzivisicha, v'yachadav v'sharecha, and you eat it in your gates. That's why I have to give you this Mitzvah now. V'hinei lo nas niten osa la'aron b'parshas v'yomar shem la'aron. I didn't mention it earlier when Shrumos and Bikurim were mentioned, even though those also aren't shayach until they get into Eretz Yisrael. But there's a difference. Those are all have a kedusha element. So once you're mentioning Karbanos and Matnas Kuna from Karbanos, you mention also Truma and Bikurim, even though Truma is coming up again soon in the Torah. Ki gam achirim kodeshu. But Zerol Chaim Akeva and Rashis Hagez, which we'll see, it's Chulin Gemurim. Ein b'em zulasi mitzvah samatana. It's just a mitzvah to give. That's why it doesn't apply now, and it's not connected to Kedusha. That's why it wasn't mentioned earlier. Fine, that's just understanding the placement of this mitzvah. But then at the end, the Ramban quotes the Mor Nevuchim, the Rambam, where he quotes a third idea about the message of Zerah L'Chaim Akeva. We had the Chazal from Maseches Chulin, Pinchas. We had the Azayin LaTorah, the three parts of the body that are required to properly use the food and for nutrition. And then the Rambam, Halacha Yayim Ba'avur Heyosam Reishis Laguf. The Lechi is the Reishis of the guf, of the body. What does that mean? We'll see. V'hazeroa b'avur heyosa reishis ha'evarim ha'mistargim baguf. V'hakeva reishis ha'me'ayim. Ki ha'reishis b'kulam yiznadnu l'bashar se'al yon l'chvodo. There's something unique about each of these. The cheek is the head of the guf. Let's call it maybe the face. V'hazeroa, or the internal body. The zera, the arm, is the limbs. Out of all the limbs that separate from the mid-torso, and the keva, the stomach, is the inside. So it's not clear. The Arzayim LaTorah again says, I'm not sure exactly what the Rama means. Why are the intestines, the stomach, the keva, why is that rachis? Okay, for some reason they symbolize that these three categories, and that's what the Rambam says is the message. Okay, let's go and get into some of the halakas. Midini HaMitzvah. Mashamuzacharnu Lavracha. What is it? This is quoting from the Mishnah in Chulin. What exactly are these parts of the animal? What is the Zroah? Zezro Yamin, Miperek, or Akuba, Kafshal Yad, the bottom part of the front paw. Shem Shnei, Varim, Zem, Ura, Mizet. Two parts of the limb. The Lachayayim is the cheek. And the Keva, you give it with some Chelev, even though they're no way to leave the Chelev for the Yisrael. Keep in mind, they can. Why? Because it's not an Isser. This is just a Mitzvahs Nesina, as is described in the Torah. Skip a couple of lines. Let's get to some other halachas towards the bottom of the next page. The Gemara says in Chulin, Mutter le'echol min ha-behema ad shelo hormu mimenu ha-matanos. The halacha is, this matnas kuna is not like others. It's not tevel. If somebody didn't take off truma and they eat, that they're chayim misa b'dei shamayim. If somebody didn't take off ma'aser rishon, so it's truma's ma'aser's inside. If somebody didn't take off bikurim or chala, all the other ones are tevel until you take it off. But this is not tevel. If I eat from the animal before I give Zerah L'Chaim Akeva, I didn't do anything per se. I didn't violate a law. It's not tevel. I'm not chai of anything. Mutter, she'ein halacha Rabbi Yochanan. There is an amora out there that holds otherwise. But we don't pass it like Rabbi Yochanan. She'amar that said, she'ha'ochel mimena kodem shirmu ma'noseha ki'ilu ochel tfalim. We don't hold that way. Why? Ki mufreshes umuyuchedes himibokam echad. What's tevel? Tevel is somewhere in here is what I'm going to give to the Kohen, because it's not designated yet. So that is why if I eat anything, it could be that I'm eating the truma. And it's tevel, and that's why it's usur. But here, you know exactly what's going to go to the Kohen before you designate it. You don't have to designate it. It's pre-designated. It's known. It's a specific part of the body. Mufreshes umuyuchedes hein bimakom echad umibnekein einan tovlos. So it doesn't make the rest of the animal tavul. The Shulchan Aruch does say, and this we get to the first Shulchan Aruch we're going to read, Simen Samach Aleph, in Yaridea, that's the Simen about Zerah L'Chaim and Keva. The Shulchan Aruch says, in Sith Hei, Af Agav Shemutu Lechol Mibsar Behema, Kodem Shiafresh HaMatanos, even though it's Mutter, as it said, Beferish, based on the Tosefta, based on the Rambam, even though it's Mutter, Mitzvah LaHafrisha Miyad. It's a mitzvah to do it right away. It's a mitzvah. You have to be a zariz and do it right away, even though you're allowed to eat from it beforehand. The Shach quotes the Ran, Matanos lo hormu kamisha hormu damien. It's exactly what the Chinuch says, right? That matanos that were not huram kamisha hormu, because they're designated. The asya behema shleim aliyat kohen zach manoseh. What if you give a whole animal to the kohen? He's zochin the matanos v'yachlan basar v'chulu. And he continues because it's already it's pre-designated. But you should still try to give it as soon as possible. The Gra on this Shulchan Aruch quotes the Gemara in Chulin Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. There, one of the Amoraim is bragging about certain Mesiras Nefesh that Yecheskel HaNavi had. Not bragging about himself, he's just saying Yecheskel HaNavi is saying certain things that he did that were special. Nafshi lo mutuma, nevelo trefa lo achalti, minu revarata. I never did these things. But the Gemara is bothered that he didn't never eat nevela. Okay, so nevela is an avera. Why do you never eat nevela? So the Gemara darshins a deeper meaning of each one of these. So lo nevela trefa lo achalti minurai. What does that mean? Shlo achalti basar kos meola. I never ate basar little by little without giving certain right. Rashi says shachut shlo tamus lafisha musukenesi nevela mamish leka. It wasn't a specific nevela, but it was almost a nevela. Lo ba befi basar pigol. What does that mean? I never ate from a behema shahora bochacham. If there was a shaila about an animal, even if lamaisa it was hufshat lakula, I never ate from it. That's a chumra. So he'd fulfill that chumra. Mishum Rabbi Nasan Amru Shalo Achalti Mi Behema Shlohum Rumat Noseha. Now we appreciate that. Meaning, Me'ikar Adin, you can eat from the animal even without having the matanas taken off yet. But says Yecheskel HaNavi, you know, I always made sure to take off the matanas first. But that's an important halacha that it is not, there is no tevel when it comes to these. Continuing the Chinuch. V'noheges mitzvah zu b'mehem shel chulin v'lo b'shel mukdash. And as we said, only chulin, not hektish. V'zachar minikevas Yisraelim. And it applies to all Yisraelim, male or female. If a woman has an animal, also. Avalo b'kohanim, as Rashi also says on Chumash, mishum d'chsiv b'hu mishpata kohanim me'esa mechash inam kohanim. Kohanim are for sure excluded. They don't have to give. The ode, the kohanim lo ikri am. The kohanim are not called an am in a certain context. Levim, that's a suffix. That's a suffix. Yesh b'hem b'inyan zed din miyuchad. She'ein ha-kohanim notlim b'hen matanos. Because they're misupik, whether they're included in am, they don't have to give. Kohanim are not allowed to take. L'fishin estafik l'rabo seinu im nikra amim lo. L'fichach ein koch b'yadam l'itol me'am b'safik. They can't take it. What if they did take it? Do we have the power to take it back out from them? It was unlawful. Lo yach ziru. Our girsa is they do not have to give it back. Because it's what's called tafas lo mafkinan. If it's by you, you keep it. If it's by me, I keep it. That's called tfisa. In the footnotes, he points out here that the Ra'ah in the Torah Sabayis arguing on the Rashba, right, in the Bedek Abayis arguing on the Torah Sabayis, he holds the opposite way. He holds Yachziru. So either you have to change the Girsa here, or this is another one of the Rayas, that Reb Aaron Halevi, the Ra'ah, is not the author of the Sefer HaChinuch, but it's maybe his brother, some other author. But either way, this goes on the list of rayas. Ule inyan im noagos achshav bezman hazeh om lo. Is it noag bezman hazeh or not? Kfar chalko al zeh harbi migdoli mefarshim. It's a machlokes. The mefarshim points out here, the menchas chinuch points out here that no, it's not. There is no machlokes. It's noag bezman hazeh. This mitzvah has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. Right, as with chulin animals. So it's a very unclear what the chinuch meant by that line. They say maybe it's a mistake. What he meant to say was chutz la'aretz. That's what he meant to say. That there's a machlokas, whether it applies in Eretz Yisrael or chutz la'aretz, that's a machlokas. Rashi in chulin seems to say that it is pater, because the Gemara there is talking about reishis hageis. So the question is these matanos, these are just stam matanos in Shas, are these matanos? They're all chayim akeva. So Rashi says they're also included, and the Rambam is clear that they're chayiv even in chutz la'aretz. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch says, in Simen Samach Aleph, here in Yeridea, Sivchaf Aleph, matanos, noagos, b'chol makom, bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz, bein lefnei abayis, bein shalom b'fnei abayis. That's the Furish, and that's the Mishnah. The Rishnah says that, and that's the Rambam, and that's the Rif. The Yesh Misha Omer. But there are those, this is Rashi, as we said, the Marami Ruenberg also, She'enu Nogas B'chutz La'aretz, V'chein Nogu. But there are those that also say, some Rishonim say it's not Nogu in Chutz La'aretz. What do the animals have to do with Chutz La'aretz? Oh, it's still connected, V'chein Nogu. And that's the Minog. But that's only the Minog according to Shulchan Aruch. If you look in the later Achronim, they all, if you look in the Pisachei Tshuva here, he quotes the Chassam Sofer, that he was ragil to go before every yantif to get an animal and to shecht it, and to mafresh tana matanos. And the Vilna Gaon is quoted in the Maaser Rav also, that he went and Dafka did it, because they assumed, even in Chutz La'aretz, it applies like the Rambam says, Beferish. The Aruch HaShulchan says, why wouldn't you do it? The Aruch HaShulchan says at the end of Siman Samach Aleph right here, V'gam ani ra'isi b'imei Yaldusi. I saw in the mid-1800s, L'gadol echad, shekodem haregel, hayakonet daka v'shachta, v'nasana matanos l'kohen. And then he says, what about himself? Va'ani Levi, right? Yechiel Michal, right? You read the Aruch HaShulchan. Va'ani Levi, ve'ein b'yecholti l'kaima. I can't do it because a Levi, it's a suffix, right? I can't do it. Va'ashrei Enosh Yashazos, right? Yechiel Michal Ben Reb Aaron Halevi Epstein, right? The father of the Torah Tamima, but he's a Levi. So if he's a Levi, that's why he couldn't do it, because it's a suffix whether there is a mitzvah for that. But that's the discussion alluded in the Sefer HaChinuchir that. It is an issue. That's machlokas 2 days on the Shulchan Aruch. Vishan, let's continue with Berakas Roa. Amru Zacharim Levracha. Shenos Namatoros Lekoanos. Next halacha. Interesting, maybe one of the only Manaskuna, I think the only one explicit in Shas that you could give it to a Kohenes. A Bas Kohen, even if she's married to a Yisrael, she could still get the Manas Kehuna, special din, Afilu Nesuas the Yisrael. That's also quoted in Shulchan Aruch. In Sifchas, in Yerudea, Nosnam Osan LaKohenes, Afilu Nesua Li Yisrael, Vahad Nosnam Baila, Labaila Li Yisrael, Kiyem Mitzvah Sasina. Even if you give it to the Yisrael husband for the Bas Kohen that he's married to, it still works. If you look at the Pesachei Tshuva here, and the Reb Kiva Eger, they wonder, what about Shar Banas Kehuna? The big discussion we had in the past is, what about Pidyon HaBen? Right, different today is in Tosfos, whether you give Pidyon HaBen to a Bas Kohen. We assume L'chumra L'maisa. But that is the discussion here in Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the Pesachei Tshuva. Are there any other Matnas Kehuna that you could give to an Eishes to a Bas Kohen, to a Kohenes? This one is Mefurish in Shas that you can. But other ones are not Mefurish. Again, if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, here in Siman Samach Aleph, he says, V'yir Ali, I think it's unique. The dinze einu ela b'matanos de zeroa v'lochayayim v'akeva. Avol b'shari manos kehuna v'levia, kitshruma z'maisers u'bidyon ha-ben v'charmi kohanim, ein yotzim yidei nesina kishenastu l'kohanas v'levios. You can't. Even though they're mutter lezar, pidyon ha-ben, b'presha matanos elu, he quotes a raya. All of those are said in Parshas Korach. And there, and maisel b'nei levi, u'bevadei l'muti b'nos levi u'da'asi, and all manos kehuna. But here, we're in Parshas Shoftim. It just says Kohanim v'darshinan afilu Kohanos v'lachein lo matzinu b'chol hashas sheyoil nesina l'kohenes b'shari manas kahuna v'chein l'viyah b'maisris only here, and that's the only one. That's the exception to the rule. Says the Aruch HaShulchan. So it is halacha l'maisa even in Chutz La'aretz, but especially in Eretz Yisrael. Right, all of these apply. The Mishnah, the Minchas Chinuch points out, you can give it to any Kohen. Right, you have to give it to an Ozayin. He said, give it to a Baal Mum. Give it to any Kohen, as long as he's a Kohen, that is assumed to be a Kohen. Bezman Hazeh, it's Chulin. Remember, so there's no downside. Truma, you can't give. He's Tameh. He's not a Kohen. Muchzak. But here, so what? It's Chulin. So therefore, you can give it Bezman Hazeh. And what does a Kohen do with it? He eats it. Oschest, the Minchas Chinuch says, he eats it. Derek Kedula. He can do whatever he wants with it. If you could eat it, make a nice feast out of it, then that's a good thing to do. But Me'ikar Adin, he could do whatever he wants with it. Okay, that takes care of Mitzvah Zrolach on the Kevav. As for next time, we get into Truma, and then we get back into another Chulin Matana, and that is Reishis Hages. Okay, we'll stop here.